cooler over the weekend as well.
Simon King. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 24th of July. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Developing low, moving steadily southeastwards, expected Faroes 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromartie, 4th. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Fisher, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. German Bight, west or southwest, 3 to 5, showers, good. Humber, variable, 2 to 4, becoming west, 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. Plymouth, variable, 2 to 4, becoming north, 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay, northeast, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, but cyclonic, 3 to 5 in far southeast. Thundery showers in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast, backing northwest, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Irish Sea, variable, 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, good. Shannon, variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, 4 to 6. Veering west, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in Hebrides. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest. Veering northwest later, 5 to 7. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, west or southwest, 5 to 7. Perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwest, 5 to 7, veering northwest, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then northwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on Friday the 24th of July. Tyree Automatic, west 3, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1,018 falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4, recent precipitation, more than 38 miles, 1,014 falling. Lerwick, southwest by west, 5, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1,010 falling. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, 32 miles, 1,017 falling. Bridlington, west by north, 2, 1,019 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,021. Jersey, east by north, 3, 12 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 2, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 3, 7 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Valentia, east, 1, 27 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south, 2, 11 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest, 4, slight showers, 2 miles, 1,020 falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 24th of July. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will gradually decline southwards today, allowing a strong westerly flow and more unsettled weather to affect northern waters. On Saturday, a stronger and cooler northwesterly flow will then spread southwards to all parts. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional drizzle at first, then rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, 2 to 4 at first in north. Otherwise, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 4 or 5, but variable, 2 to 4 at times near Whitby. Showers later, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, becoming westerly or northwesterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, 1 to 3, becoming southwest, 2 to 4, then veering northwest later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5 in west and later in east. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast, 2 to 4, backing west or northwest, 3 to 5. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then west, 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, 3 or 4, backing west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5, then backing southwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwest, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5, then backing southwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, veering westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor later. And finally, Shetland Isles. Southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional drizzle, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it brings the time to 5:43, time now for Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. I've often thought that human beings are the most inappropriately named species on Earth, in that we don't spend much time being. That is, we don't spend much time inactive, doing nothing in particular. We prefer doing to being. Many of us feel guilty if we're idle for too long. But idleness is important. It allows us to slow down and recharge. It allows us to reconnect with ourselves. Even more than that, idleness can be a great source of creativity. Many of the greatest ideas and inventions in human history have emerged from doing nothing in particular. The concept of coordinate geometry suddenly occurred to René Descartes when he was in bed, half asleep, watching a fly buzz around the room. One night, the physicist Niels Bohr was drifting off to sleep and had a vision of the nucleus of the atom, with the electrons spinning around it, just like the solar system, with the Earth and planets revolving around the Sun. In this way, he discovered the structure of the atom and won the Nobel Prize. Many great songs and poems have emerged from sleep and daydreaming too. For example, Paul McCartney woke up one morning with the whole of the song Yesterday playing inside his head. Often when we're busy, our minds are full of associational thoughts, chattering away about things we have to do or things that have happened recently. So there's no space for creative insights to arise. But when our minds are quiet, our mental boundaries seem to grow softer, allowing inspiration to flow through. Maybe today, if you can, treat yourself to some idleness when you're not active and your mind isn't focused on a screen or a device. Don't think of idleness as unproductive. It's essential for your well-being and may yield some of the most